This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This morning, a special guest comes into the Joy Studios to kick off the 2016 Radiothon.
Hi, this is Danny Minogue. I've snuck into Joy. I put some songs on. Get ready for the next hit as I spread some sparkle around this place.
That's right, Danny Minogue in the Joy Studios for the first time ever to celebrate the 2016 Radiothon. Join Leo and Danny for an hour of fun and Melbourne's most uplifting music mix this morning from 11, only on Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hello, good thanks. This is Effie. Support Joy 94.9 this Radiothon. Visit joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949 to become a member. I'm telling you, it's the best club ever.
Joy 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo. It's our Radiothon. Sign up online at joy.org.au. Now, we all love The Voice. It's such a great show and covers some amazing talent. And a few weeks ago, this guy totally turned all the judges' chairs around. He's got Tourette's syndrome. That didn't let him stop him getting on The Voice and giving it a go. And he did so well in the blind auditions. And he's on the phone right now. Adam Liddell, welcome to Joy, mate.
Hi.
Now, you've done so well on The Voice. Incredible performance. You were born South Africa. And
yes,
you got diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome when you were just 13. Was it hard to sort of get used to that? And how have you overcome that?
It was quite hard because it was a recent thing. So it just kind of happened like straight away, and finding out the diagnosis and then having to adapt to it while I was in high school as well was quite, it was difficult because the symptoms got really extreme at that point and it was quite hard to, hide it from people.
And when you're out and about and things and people look at you, and it must be really hard for a young guy to experience that, and must have a good, strong family behind you and friends behind you, right?
Yeah, socially it can be very embarrassing because, people are constantly staring and, you feel kind of outcasted. But I think I've gotten used to the fact that people aren't really recognizing me for that anymore. I think people are kind of recognizing me in a good way now, which is pretty good. But yeah, my family's been absolutely supportive with this whole thing. They've stuck behind me. They've helped me through it, trying to find medication for it, and they've been great support.
But you've been on YouTube. You've got heaps of really good videos on YouTube. You've got an amazing voice. And it took a lot of guts for you to audition for The Voice, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Like, because it's not an easy thing to do. It's on national television. It's, it's a big thing to do, especially performing in front of these great artists.
Now, you chose Ronan Keating as your mentor on the show, and he's such a great guy. I mean, from Boyzone days and a really good artist.
Yes.
What made you choose Ronan above the Madden Brothers and Dasha and Jesse?
I think it's when he said that, he started when he was 16, so I kind of felt that I had a bit of connection there with him, how he had started when he was the same age as I am. So kind of seemed like a good person to go with.
And so far, what has Ronan taught you about the industry, and what have you learned from Ronan in these early stages so far?
I think one thing he said that really stuck with me is that you don't have to be the best singer to make it in the industry, because obviously there's so many singers in the industry that, it's hard to tell which one's the best. You just have to have the drive and determination to get that.
The whole voice journey is such a roller coaster ride. And have you made some really good friends from the show?
I have, definitely. I've made very good friends with people like Jack and Mitch. I'm battling Mitch this Sunday, and we've made such good friends. It's going to be hard if one of us has to leave, but, that's the competition.
Now, Adam, tell us about your battle coming up this Sunday on The Voice. It's the battle round. What can we expect from the battle between yourself and Mitch?
Well, it's going to be extremely intense. There's a lot of energy put into it. I know that compared to my blind audition, this one for me was a lot better. I put so much more energy into it and there were less nerves, and it just, the battle is really good. So it's going to be an intense one.
And how have you coped being on TV and the whole, all the cameras and singing to camera and everything? That's quite mind-blowing. It's quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's a new experience. But I think that once you're on stage, you kind of forget about the cameras and you get used to it and it just becomes part of the background.
Now, we should also mention your YouTube channel, Tick Twitch Teen. You've got almost 30,000 subscribers, mate. You're doing something
right. Yeah, I know. It's coming up fast.
Adam, this week, Joy's Australia's only gayness being radio station, and being isolated and being, I guess, different and not fitting in is something that our people can relate to as well. And growing up with Tourette's syndrome, it is really difficult, you know, and I really applaud you for going on The Voice and giving a go. You knocked it out of the ballpark.
Thank you.
Now, because season one, House and Craig won that season, and he had a speech impediment.
Yes, he did,
And he's doing so well. Have you spoken to Howson, or has he reached out to you?
He has reached out, so we have actually spoken. It's been indirect, though, but I'm planning to kind of get in contact with him so we can, you know, do something, because I think that'll be a great opportunity to kind of spread awareness for both of our disabilities.
Exactly right. Finally, Adam, you've had some pretty big celebrities endorse you online. Michael Bublé.
Yes. He's been one of my biggest inspirations and my favorite artist ever since I was younger. And to have him comment on one of my videos just gave me such, you know, a boost of aspiration, and it just gave me the drive to want to get there even more.
And Adam, of course, and The Voice is this Sunday, the battle round between yourself and Mitch. Best of luck for the battle. We hope you take it
Thank you so much.
And enjoy your time on The Voice. Very, very proud of you, mate. So keep fighting and everything. You're on Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.